Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We've been talking about a lot so far through the first 3 hours of the show, starting with those New York football Giants and just the mess that it is. I mean, I don't... Honestly, BT, it is what it is. There's nothing new that's going to come from the Giants conversation anymore. Because at least on Monday night, it was going to be about, well, let's see what Kafka could do with a new defensive coordinator and having Jackson Dart back. And they got blasted, and that's it. So definitively, it should be the end of Kafka, the end of everybody on that staff, and clearly the end of Joe Shane. And I don't know, what do we need to see? Like, even with Jackson Dart, moving forward, we know what he could do. We know he's got to get smarter as a football player. So really the conversation with the Giants, unfortunately at this point, still with, the, you know, as we're heading into week 14, it's over. For me, the conversation with the Giants is over. As with the Jets, similar, a little different in that we could say, well, you still want to see the growth of this team. How many games can they end up winning here and continue to build that foundation? But again, similar where we already know this, what this season was about. And I think it was actually a good thing, as it turned out, with the Jets here with Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, similar records. Jets have one more win, but similar trajectories, I think, emotionally. Now, but listen, until the Jets actually get their franchise quarterback, whenever the hell that is, you know, you can't sit here and say, oh, the Jets are ready to take off. I mean, but at least the infrastructure is favorable. At least the energy now is growing. It's actually beyond growing. I think it's fairly palpable. I feel like most Jet fans now that might change. You get your head handed to you over the week. Like, if you do, you lose a couple of ugly games, I think that could dissipate. But the fact that the Jets have won 3 of 5, their special teams has really provided some explosive, memorable moments. And, you know, Glenn has kind of quelled the confrontations, a little less contentious. He seems a little more stable, a little bit more in control. You know, some of the trades they made with the Gardner trade, some of these and Michi as well coming in, I think that they've distinguished themselves a little bit. So there's more energy that's favorable for the Jets. Now, that ultimately doesn't do very well. The Jets and the Giants are going to still be picking, what, 2 or 3 slots apart from each other in the draft. It's not like the Jets are going to be picking 19th and the Giants 2nd, but while they're very close and will remain so in draft order, perceptually, I feel like they're far apart, obviously, in favor of the Jets. There's really nothing negative around the Jets right now.
Correct. In the beginning, if you go back, I don't know, 7 weeks, whatever it was, you'd be nuts for that. The Jets 0-7, oh my God. Jackson Dart burst on the scene. We had these conversations. Now it's the opposite. All of a sudden, the momentum or the pendulum has swung in favor of the Jets. Because, again, it doesn't mean for the people, oh, they're great, oh, they haven't won any games. Yeah, we know that. It doesn't mean that they're going to be successful. What it means is a nice, clean, fresh start in year one, overcoming early adversity as well with the 0-7 start, thinking that maybe that could snowball to a point where, oh, my God, Glenn is going to be out in year one. And that clearly is not the case, winning 3 of their last 5. Who knows how many more wins they have left on their schedule, but at least building this thing the right way here. Maybe they could stockpile another win and beat Miami, who's all of a sudden not a pushover, but that would be a quality win at home with the way things are going for the Jets over a division opponent here as they start to just build this thing out, and then year two really strike in the draft with all the picks that they have, and now build it potentially with a quarterback or not, but now start to really build a team that should be more competitive to a point of maybe 7-8 wins next year, and then by year three take off, and the expectation should be postseason. That's how you should do it. Where the Giants, the exact opposite. We're at the end of what was a rebuild 4 years ago.
You know what it seems like, Sal? It seems like for the first time in I don't even know how long, the Jets aren't trying to take a shortcut.
Yeah.
It's not like, all right, well, we got Rodgers. Let's trade for, you know, even though Davante Adams is making a lot of plays this year, you know, you kind of wedged him in and forced him in and get some veterans and kind of rush things and try to accelerate. There's got to be a natural course of properly building the infrastructure and the guts of a team, the engine of a team. And I feel like the Jets are at very least trying to do that. And as they're doing it, they're accruing draft capital. Young players are getting meaningful reps. So those are all favorable things. And, you know, just one other thing that's small, but I just want to reiterate why I thought then and even feel better about it now. And you didn't disagree. So, like, when it came up, is Justin Fields going to sit and Tyrod Taylor? Some people are like, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter because of the way Justin Fields throws the ball deficiently. I don't think we were going to get enough answers on somebody like A.D. Mitchell or Mechie or Mason Taylor to a lesser extent because he made some plays early with
Fields.
You
think Mitchell's legit? I might have to go to him in fantasy this week. I do, dude.
I
got to
tell you, man. I mean, well, legit.
I got a lot of guys on. Well, he had a big fantasy week. I got a lot of guys on bye. I need this win to get in the playoffs.
So you're talking about fantasy.
I picked Mitchell up.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Well, he's the number one guy right now, right?
He's 100%. He's a true X receiver. He's 6'3", 220, runs a 4'3", big radius.
So is he going to be able to build off of that? Again, I'm not expecting him.
He's going to make plays? Yeah.
Against Miami, he's not very good.
He's going to make some plays. Sure. I mean, Garrett's still out.
It is an intriguing thing to watch here with the Jets' development of those two receivers.
That's what excites me. And at least, you know, from the Giants, it's like you're waiting for you're trying to clot the hemorrhaging here. Like you're bleeding out. You try to stick a towel on it and like just get to the end of the season and just get a new GM, get the coach, and get some real talent in here. Whereas with the Jets, and I know I can't speak for everybody, but for me, and it might change if they look awful this weekend and get bludgeoned a few more times. But like right now, sitting here, I'm saying, man, I wish there was 10 more Jet games. You know, it's a little different for me.
Yeah, very different. I wish there were 0 more Jet games, not 10 more. Joe is calling from Bayport. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, so I mean, I kind of agree with you both, but disagree. I can't wait for the football season to, you know, get to the playoffs, but also I can't watch more Giants football.
Yeah. Don't watch it.
Well, that's what we're kind of saying is that there's no point to watch the Jets. The Giants and Jets really the rest of the way outside of seeing the development of some of those young receivers and just wanting to keep your eyes on Jackson Dart because he's fun to watch. But really, the results at this point don't matter. We already know what their fate is.
They're both on track, but they need a real hero to come in, like Craig Carton as quarterback.
Yeah, and maybe, and that's going to be the case here.
Craig, he played third base for the Phillies. I mean, why can't he play quarterback?
Hey, and look,
go get him.
Shake up maybe felt was needed, and obviously that's likely to happen here with the return of Craig. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be the quarterback of the fam once again. He's been before and has had great success.
No doubt. So, listen, you can run the run-and-shoot offense with Craig. You can do a little RPO, a little spread. You can handle it.
John is calling from Scotch Plains. What's up, John?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Good luck in the future endeavors.
Thank you, John.
Listen, I'm a Mets fan going on, 50 years at this point. And listen, I'm all for bringing Pete back. 4 years with a fifth-year option, fine. If you want to do 4 years, $128 million, give him that's a serviceable contract. And again, I'm spending somebody else's money. But as far on the pitching end, I'm not a Framber Valdez guy. I think they should be looking at a trade with the Pirates for Mitch Keller. I don't think he fits into the Pirates' plans with the young guys they got.
Mitch Keller, though? I mean, come on. Go ahead.
Listen, you're gonna be looking at McClain's going to be in your rotation. You're getting Manaea back healthy, hopefully. You should have enough top-end pitching that Keller can technically be a 2 or a 3. I don't think the Tigers are going to trade you Scooble. or at least not at a cost.
Not yet.
Too much of a cost.
No, not yet. There is no such thing as too much of a cost. I mean, come on. You, to get the best.
He's a 1 year rental at best.
John. The idea would be to keep him long term. You're talking about a guy with a four ERA, a career 4.5 ERA. Why would I want Mitch Keller?
But do you really think that? I just think that that's, again, I'm not. I wouldn't have even gone in on Dylan Cease, and you see what he got.
Okay, me neither, but that's a different story. You're telling me, John, you're calling up saying that, and thank you for the call, that you want the Mets to get Mitch Keller. Good God, with all the names out there, like, what?
Mitch Keller's.
That's the guy that you want?
He's a guy.
He's maybe a tick above a guy. Yeah, he's not even as good as Clay Holmes. I mean, come on.
So
I'm not knocking him, but he's. You're right. He's a guy.
Keep him in Pittsburgh.
He's a fourth or fifth starter.
Yeah, true. And they have a couple of fourth or fifth starters. The problem is they don't have enough one or twos, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So, but his original thing was about Pete. I mean, I can't imagine. Tell me if you disagree, obviously. I can't imagine a scenario where we come in and debate, or others are debating and yelling about, oh my, wow, Pete Alonso got 3 years, or Pete Alonso got 6 years. I think the only energy about Pete Alonso is whether or not Pete stays or Pete goes.
Right.
Like, I don't think people are going to go nuts over an extra year. I think if Pete bounces, it will be an epic day on the station. I truly believe that. I think if Pete, if he bounces, I think if he stays, I think you're going to get a lot of people who would call and say, I don't know if I would do that. A couple of hosts might say that as well. But I think the energy comes from there, not the length of the deal, which is really the first thing that he brought up. That's why I went back to it.
Yeah.
Who cares? The
fans don't care. They want him back. Most Met fans want Pete Alonso back, regardless of the years and costs. Now, the Mets are not going to be reckless. They're not going to be sentimental or emotional about it, nor should they be. They should be smart about it. I don't want Pete Alonso back with the Mets because I'm a Met fan and Pete's a homegrown. I don't care about the homegrown. I don't care about the record. I care about wins. I want to see a team win for once. I mean, good God, it's coming up on 40 years. And I believe that Pete Alonso's bat in the Mets lineup is going to help them win games. I'd rather invest in that part of his game, also knowing that he's more open to being a DH. Have him play some first. It's not like he can't play first at all. He's not great there, especially with the arm, but if you have him play part-time at first base, you're going to limit the amount of times he could hurt you in that spot. Have him DH, get a sound, solid defensive first baseman, and you're paying for his proven power in New York. To me, that's why I want to invest in him, not because of the emotion of it. Now, would I be reckless with it? I would not, but I also don't think that the market's going to dictate getting reckless with Alonso, whereas it might with some other players.
Okay, and your line of delineation, what is reckless and what is not? 6 years, 5 years, what do you... I don't mean the total money,
the
years.
6, 150, no, what did I say? 6, 180 maybe was my... What is that? 180 divided by 6.
All right, so 30 times 6 is 180. So,
dude, 6, 180.
You think that that's reckless or that's just a good contract
I'm saying,
for Pete?
I'm saying that would be where I would draw the line.
Okay.
I think that that's...
But meaning you would do it.
I think that that's more than fair for Pete Alonso. Now, remember, I said I would do it under the circumstances of, hey, take this deal sooner than later. We need to move on with our offseason. Here's our best offer. We're not playing footsie with you throughout the course of the offseason here. Free agent footsie, whatever you want to call it. This is the offer. If the market dictates more than that, God bless.
Now, but the fact that they haven't done it yet kind of tells me they're probably not going to do
that.
They're
not doing that.
Not even close.
No, they're going to let the market dictate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they're going to bet that the market is not going to say 6, 180.
I think they're going to be a little wrong this year. A little different than last year. I do. You know, the other thing, too. Well, I mean, yeah, I go back and forth on this. Always ending up at the same spot where I would let him go if I was running the Mets here. But, you know, the one thing that you said, that he's more amenable to playing DH, right? I if I'm him, I wouldn't be. Now, I know he scoops. We talk about the scoop rate. I don't like any other aspect of his defense, not to harp on it, but I just don't like bunts and 3-6-3s and going back on pop-ups down the right field line. I don't think he's good at that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm him and I play every day, like the only way I would really be open at being DH is if I've been very injury prone and I view that as a way to extend my career. I'm surprised, and I know that was a report, and I'm not trying to poke holes in anybody else's journalistic reporting. They've got their sources. I respect it. But, like, if I'm Pete, I'm not going to acquiesce and say, yeah, I'll play some DH. I'll say, go to hell. Yeah, I'm playing first base.
Yeah, but then you may have less offers.
Yeah. That's fine.
You're going to have fewer offers because teams are going to be like, all right, well, if that's the case, if you don't want to be a team guy and we have you projected more as a DH, then you're out. That's what I would say. If you're Pete and you're telling me as the owner or GM who's in these negotiations, I'm not playing DH, screw you. And they'll be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah, I don't think you present it that way.
Well, however you would do it, I would present it.
Yeah, you want to keep me fresh? I'll DH, you know, once, twice, three times a month. I'll help you out a little. I'll give you some flexibility. Like, there's a way to kind of narrow the gap of.
Yeah, and I would say it nicely but firmly. We want you to be a bulk DH for us. You're going to play some.
Then I say I can't sign with you.
Okay.
And that's what I would say.
Yeah, and then I would say that's fine, but then I'm signing somebody
understood.
Else. That would be my parameters with Pete Alonso. Julio is in Patterson. What's up, Julio?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me bring a little clarity to Pete. I don't understand how a number like $180 million over 6 years could be anybody's line. I mean, honestly, if you look at his numbers, and I'm looking right at Baseball Reference. I'm not using emotion or thinking, oh, he had a big moment here and there. He is just as likely in the first 7 years of his career to have like a 122, 123 OPS as he is like a 146. You're talking about paying him for 6 years. He's not even going to continue in that type of a pattern. You talk about RBIs. He had the guy that led the league in walks hitting directly in front of him. From the beginning of his career through
Julio, we know the numbers. We've gone over it many times. We don't need you to recite the Baseball Reference. Tell us what you would do with Pete. Where would you draw the line?
Listen, I would draw the line. I'm not signing him. Mark Vientos last year from July 10th to September 5th in 40 games had an OPS of 919. He was on a pace for 40 home runs and 141 RBIs.
Vientos sucked last year.
No, he didn't. Well, he did.
Yeah, wasn't that
you
good.
Look at his numbers. They didn't suck.
Julio, put down the spreadsheet. Get away from the computer. Let's just have a baseball conversation. Forget the numbers for a second.
Okay.
We watched the games. Mark Vientos had a disastrous season last year. So that's not the player that I... Now, you're entitled to your opinion. If your opinion is you want to let Pete go and have Vientos play first, that's your opinion. I vehemently disagree with it, but that's your opinion.
Yes, but I mean, listen, 40 games is a long stretch of baseball to have an OPS that high. He's capable of doing it. If you look at what he did in 2024, I mean, he was pretty much their second best offensive player the year that they got to game six. I mean, it really was, if you really look at what the team did and
agree with that. Julio, I got a question for you. Do you see, just give me a quick yes or no, we'll go through a very short checklist. Number one, you see Vientos playing third base long-term for the Mets, yes or no?
No, baby.
Okay, me neither. Okay, he stinks at third base. Do you see him playing first base regularly for the Mets moving forward with the Mets being a World Series contender? Yes or no?
I think he could do it as good as Pete.
Okay, but that's
not... But he's not going to hit like Pete.
Yeah.
No, but I think he can. That's the thing. Pete is only averaging 35 home runs a season in the last two full seasons.
He's not a 35 home run guy. Think about Julio. You sound crazy.
That's unfair to Pete.
Thank you for the call.
Come on. I'm not even the biggest Pete fan. That's disrespectful to Pete.
BT, he literally said he's only averaging 35 home runs a year. Only averaging. You take that from any player. Good God. I mean, what are we talking about? How many home runs is Vientos at? You love the stats, Julio. How many home runs is Vientos averaging? In his life, how many is he averaging? Pete's averaging 35 a year. Sign me up for that. Plus, to your point, Vientos is not a good defensive player. I'm not trying to rip Vientos. I had high hopes for Vientos after what happened in 2024. He was a disaster a year ago. You're trying to win a World Series, and you're going to rely on Mark freaking Vientos over Pete Alonso, no less?
By the way, I don't think he's accurate in terms of 35 home runs on the average. Now, the COVID,
more,
I think it's more. Yeah. The COVID, and listen, it's obviously top heavy with 53 home runs his first year. But I mean, I'm trying to do this. I think it's more like 37, 38. So last year he had 38. The year before that he had 34. Split the difference. Boom, it's 36. Then you go 46 the year before that. 46 and 36 gets me to 40. Now, and then the year before that he had 40, so it stays at 40. And then you throw 53, so that gets it to about 46. And then you prorate the COVID year. I mean, it's actually close. It's more like 42, 43 than 35.
Yeah, that's and if you add up, let's see, Vientos had 27 plus 17. That's 44 home runs in the last two years.
There you go, 22.
You want to throw in his entire career?
Sure.
He has 54 home runs in four seasons in the big leagues.
Four, let me see, 9, 18, 27, 34, 54. Go ahead.
So Pete's first year, you have it up there, right there?
I got it all, 53.
Pete's first year, 1 year in the big leagues, right?
53.
Okay.
Broke Judge's record, by the way, rookie home runs.
Mark Vientos, 4 years in the big leagues. 54 home runs.
He had a couple of good shots at the warning track, though. By the way,
last year he was right in 44 games. He did have a 915 OPS with 11 home runs in like a 40-game span.
Yeah, which 40-game span are we talking about?
I don't know.
It definitely wasn't the beginning, that's for sure.
He couldn't even work his way into the lineup at the end.
It was like July to September.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
He hit for 1 month. Otherwise, if he couldn't give you 1 month, then he's a double-A player.
He had a 40-game stretch. He played 121. The majority of his games sucked. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Very disappointed. And I thought Vientos was going to be a stud based on the way he swung the bat against the Phillies in the postseason. You know, last year that shook my confidence. Not where I don't think he could be a major leaguer, you know, play 100 games, lefties, right against lefties, against some righties who aren't filthy. He is not going to be the guy that I thought he was. And he is not a third baseman. He stinks at third base. Beatty's not even Greg Nettles or David Wright, but Beatty is twice as good as him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's the St. John's Johnny's Report, brought to you by Sullivan Papain, New York Strong, from the court to the community. Remember the name Sullivan Papain. My guy TJ McManus was texting me last night about a bunch of things, one of the partners over there, and he's fired up. He's going to the Ole Miss game at the Garden on Saturday. He's also, as we were texting during the Vegas trip, which, to be honest, a little disappointing for St. John's, who are 4-3 on the year. They went 1-2. Now, I mean, that was the players' era. It was a stacked field, but we all expected better than that. They lost to a good Iowa State team. That was a 1-point loss. Then they whacked Baylor. They looked great against Baylor, who's a pretty good team. Then they fell apart late against Auburn. That was surprising. It's been an interesting start for St. John's. I think there was, you know, because Patino's Patino, and they had a really good year a season ago. I just think the bottom line is St. John's was improperly ranked. They were number 5. In the country with 9 new players, probably not realistic. So they've taken a couple lumps. They've given out a few lumps as well, but they got to tighten some stuff up. Got to get the point guard going. I know Rick's going to eventually settle on the rotation. You got to rebound better, got to play some better defense. That's the bad news. The good news is they got Rick, and I believe they got enough horses to do it. But I've always said I didn't think St. John's would go 31-5 this year. I thought they'd be, the hope is, they'll be a better tournament team when they get to that point. So coming up next, you got Ole Miss, you got Iona, then you got DePaul, then you got Kentucky 12-20 down in Atlanta. So that's the Johnny's Report brought to you by Sullivan Papain, New York Strong, from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain.
Give me their schedule again real quick.
All right, so you got...
Not the whole thing. Tell me, I want you to tell me the game that you think will get me to be interested in them. Like, when am the fringe casual, going to start to say, okay, well, this is a good matchup.
Okay. I think I'd probably say the Kentucky game.
When is that
again? That is December 20th. Although, hey, we'll be at A-Rod's party that night.
Is that a night game?
Actually, no, it's in the afternoon.
Oh, are you doing the game?
It's in Atlanta. No, I couldn't commit to that because of family stuff. Okay. So, although I'll probably be traveling more doing these St. John's games, a little more free time maybe. But anyway, the Ole Miss game on Saturday at the Garden, it's an SEC team. Yeah. You better win that. You better beat them. And I think they will. Then you've got Iona. That's, you know, I love the Gales, love the Mac. Right. I'm a Mac man from Marist. I get it. But St. John's should mop them. Then you play DePaul. DePaul's not that good, but it's the start of the Big East Conference. So then the next game would be Kentucky. It's going to be a sellout.
All right, so December
20th, that's
the
big national event.
And when is the UConn game?
I have UConn it? Yeah, games. I got it. Okay. Yeah, UConn's game, plural. UConn games, plural. Let's see. I think they're both late, and I had an issue with that. Hold on. One was on a Wednesday. Yeah, they are late. So
in February?
Yeah, like yeah.
That sucks. Come
that
on.
Does suck. February 6th on a Friday night. That's going to be nationally televised on channel on Fox. That's huge. Mm-hmm. But then the next game is a Wednesday night on February 25th. I prefer early, like we had last year in December up there, and then one late to kind of see where you are to balance things out.
Correct. Where you were versus where how far we've grown since then. All right, so the Kentucky game, December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we'll be rolling into, A-Rod.
No, don't think we're going. What do you mean? I'm going. My wife's going. And now are you going solo?
I might be going solo. My wife has prior plans. I know, but it's A-Rod. It's her birthday. They already planned this thing with a bunch of friends. I was supposed to be home with Sammy on daddy duty that night. I'm like, sorry, I'm not going to be here. We got to get mom on the job.
Is she going away for the night?
Maybe. That was the plan. Definitely dinner in the city. So then I started to think, all right, well, maybe you can meet me there. Yeah, I know. But
here we go.
I know, but like, I'm not going to the thing late. I'm maximizing
You come with Jen and I.
Right.
We take an Uber together.
Right.
And then all four of us go home.
Right, but then watch. She shows face at the party a little bit. How does that work? Also, before we get back to the calls, this is one thing I wanted to ask you.
All right.
The invite said you and a guest.
Yeah.
It didn't say you and your wife.
And you bring your guma? You bring your psychopath?
No,
I'm available.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that's true.
Like, technically, could I bring Hoff?
Yes, or it doesn't have to could. Yeah.
Technically, I could. Do you think that's like a bad move? You show up with your wife, you know, other people
don't
going to show up with their wife.
I don't think so. I was texting Kay. Kay's going to bring his wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Mike's gone before he brings Jody.
You know what? I'm excited to meet Michael Kay.
What's that?
I'm excited to meet Michael Kay. Never had
him. He said some bad things about him over time. You sure you want to meet him?
I'm not going to hide from what I said about him.
He's a great dude.
He hasn't said great things about me either. So.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean,
did he dish you?
There was some insults along the way from a couple of different. Anyway,
I gotta Google that.
Hey, bury the hatchet. I'm a bury the hatchet guy.
Yeah, now you are. Honestly, Mike's great. I love Mike. You know that.
I have a lot of people that I know and like and respect that are friends with him.
Who vouch for him?
Yeah, of course.
Much like Martino vouching for you yesterday.
Oh, I mean,
that was a nice bounce right there.
That
was a hell of a going.
Again, I think people
reacting. Nobody did that for me. I didn't get that. Yeah, I got private text messages. Too bad the world can't see it.
I think people.
Somebody put something out publicly.
You said about there. I mean, I think, whatever. People something reacting to what they read online. We know what's going on. Yeah, no, I know.
Anyway, I did see that. That was nice from Andy. Yes, if I were you, especially since it's her birthday, go have a great dinner. With
let
your girls.
Have a great dinner. Okay.
Get something on, you know, in the neighborhood of say where he lives, but in the neighborhood of where he lives.
Right.
And then roll over. You roll with us, and then she rolls in a couple of hours late, and then Sal looks like the hero.
Like,
maybe you go down and meet her at the door, man.
Leave the party and go downstairs.
You go in the elevator, you come right back up.
Maybe
walking 5 blocks to the restaurant.
I don't know, but you don't know how that's going to be in that party. It could be like once you leave, you know, like going to a game, there's no return here. Once you exit, that's it, no coming back. I can't imagine people are going to be going in and out.
Party. Well, I don't know.
Then maybe she could meet me there a little bit later, and then she has to figure out her own way in.
Now, I have heard that the commissioner has been known to make an appearance or two there. Rob
Get the hell out of here.
Swear to God. That's what I heard. That Manfred has absolutely been at his parties. And that Michael even went up to him. He's like, you're getting sued by this guy. Yeah. And yeah, I swear to God, Manfred's been there. I think he's going to be there this year.
I'm fascinated.
If Manfred is there, I'm carving out 10 minutes, and I am absolutely crushing him about the way he handled the Astros cheating scandal.
You worried about me and Kay. You're going to go crush Manfred?
Yeah.
You're definitely going to get the invite revoked. What's wrong with
you?
That's
right. I won't say anything.
Come on, go it easy. What's wrong? Now, I am fascinated about the guest list, though.
Me, I'm very curious. That's why I texted Kay. Number one, I want to see if Michael was going.
Did he give you an insight into?
He said it's awesome. He said a lot of people you'll know, obviously. I said, any ex-players rolling? Like Robbie Cano? Who's Shigardi? Who's popping in? I mean, I'm just curious what kind of room it's going
to
be.
You going to bring a ball to get it signed by him? I told you to bring an Emmy.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
Well, you're going to bring an Emmy.
It's a different story. It's an Emmy that pertains to A-Rod and his scandal.
I mean, that's true. If he didn't do that, you wouldn't have an Emmy.
Come on. I got to be exactly right.
Think about it that way.
I'm going to thank him for that, as a matter of fact. And imagine the clicks that'll get on Instagram, on social media. Me, A-Rod, and my PED.
And you signed
Emmy.
And the fact that you would care so, I know it meant a lot to you, and I know you wanted to win, and Pito always wins.
Multiple years.
I know. Yeah. You told us more than once.
Well, I don't know if it could get worse than that, but apparently you can.
I think that you, while you cherished winning, and I've got one Emmy with SNI as well, and it meant a lot to me. You having him sign it would be as you. I don't think anybody has ever signed anybody else's Emmy.
Right. Now, what I get
like,
that.
They protect that. They put that in the, by the fireplace in their estates.
Here's what I want. To Sal, you're welcome, A-Rod.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Not bad, right? They,
that is pretty good. Yes.
You don't think it would tarnish the Emmy?
No, okay. I think, honestly, if you were to put that
I can't show up at a party with a freaking Emmy.
No, you can't do that. But
maybe I have my wife bring it. Send it with her.
Just kind of stick it in the pocketbook, like a big purse, whatever. I always mix that up, purse and pocket. My wife gets so annoyed at me. What's I always the call the purse a pocketbook and vice versa.
I don't know the difference.
I don't either. That's why I always, and she always corrects me, and I always get it wrong.
But
I really couldn't care less what it's called.
I'm not going to, and then we go to this party, like we're going in together, BT and Sal.
And my wife. We're going to take it over together, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll hold the door for Jen. Jen will walk in first because I'm a gentleman.
Of course.
And then you and I walk in.
Right. Okay. Me before you? Or
no, me behind my wife, you psycho.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-101. Hey, Rod! I'm coming in guns a-blazing, baby.
Well, that's
going to
be like, do we walk right up and just lean right into it, get that hard dap, or do we kind of ease into it? Like, do we let Alex come to us?
He's going to be like, what the hell am I doing inviting these two guys
he's
here?
He's going to love it. It'll be a life at the party. He's going to say, why didn't I hook up with these guys a couple of years ago, is what he's going to say.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. You know who's not going to be there?
Who?
Brian Cashman. Coco is calling from it.
Sure.
Coco's
I want Big Poppy to be there. I don't think he will be, though. I want to have Big Poppy.
BT and Sal.
Hey.
Hey, I got to say this. I'm hearing some rumblings. I'm not sure what it is.
What?
But boy, oh boy, you guys are the best show on the FN.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, Craig's going to come back is what's going to happen.
If anybody separate you guys, is nuts.
We appreciate
thank you very
support,
much.
Coco.
But, Craig's going to come back.
I mean, I don't know you. I never met you. You're just the best show on WFN.
Oh, we heard you.
Coco,
thank you.
We get it, and we appreciate it. And we agree, by the way. We're thankful for the opportunity as long as we have it.
That being said, BT, I got up on the pick with you before I get to my giant point. So I've always said this, right? You defended Volpe, and I remember one day you sat down and you said, okay, the Judge is untouchable, of course. You're like, oh, the Yankees got to resign Cody Bellinger. He's not even the best player on the Yankees. But on the other hand, you sit down and say, oh, Pete Alonso, I'm not sure if he should come back. Let me say something. That guy, Julio, is crazy, by the way. Because I'm going to say this. You compare Pete's number to Soto's number for the past 6 years, Alonso is better.
Than who?
Much, much better.
Wait, better than who?
Than Soto.
Then Soto?
Says, look at the numbers.
No, he's not.
Coco.
Yeah, Coco.
No, wait.
Soto hasn't been as consistent with the power numbers as Pete, but that's not his greatest strength.
You look at any numbers.
OPS?
Yeah.
OPS plus?
Let me make my Giants point before, because I got to go. I'm sorry. So, the Giants point, right? We all get mad at the referees when they throw the flag.
Sorry to interrupt your day,
right?
Yeah, sorry. Please proceed, sir.
When they throw the flag left and right, we all get mad. That particular play with the Giants quarterback.
Dart.
Yep. It was almost out of bounds.
Oh, I think stop, Coco.
No. I know he's a defensive running back at that point. This is the time that you give the ref the latitude. They should have thrown the flag for roughing the passer.
No, Coco, you're 0 for 2 today.
0 for 2. Keep going. You're definitely going to be 0 for 3 if we gave you more time.
Actually, 1 for 3. He did praise us in the beginning. So, that's Coco, true. We appreciate the call. And thank you for that. And thank you for the kind words.
That's
seriously
a base knock right there.
Yeah, here's the thing. Jackson Dart needs to be smarter. It was a legal hit. To your point yesterday, BT, and I thought it was an excellent reference point, we've seen Mahomes do this where he fakes going out of bounds and then toes up the line for two, three more yards. If I'm a defender, that's going to drive you nuts. So, no, you better make sure if that quarterback is in bounds, and Dart was, you smack him, and he got leveled. Now, he took the chance because clearly he was running at him in full steam, that if Dart did step out of bounds or turn one way out of bounds, it's going to be tough to pull up in that spot. But Dart stayed in, tried to get the first down, and they were both clearly going for that marker.
Yep.
So that's the point. The defender was not going to let him reach that marker in his mind, and Dart was going to get it.
And play possum and then keep going. No, I thought Buck and Aikman did a great job describing that. I think. And by the way, as much as we criticize the NFL officiating, that in real time was, let's give a little credit here, was an amazing call. Because, listen, they're human beings, so they know that Jackson Dart was in protocol, concussion protocol. And, you know, I mean, in real time to make that, it's not like his foot was in by 2 feet. I mean, it was in, but it was close. And the violence of the hit, even though it was 100% clean, nothing at the head, got him with the pads, he was in bounds, 100% clean and legal. But usually when you see that reaction, first of all, you don't really see a body fly that much in the air, 5 yards away from where they started. You could be inclined to overreact due to what you perceive to be a ferocious, and it's that ferocious, it has to be a legal hit. And for the referee to keep the hanky in his pocket and judge where the foot was in relation to the boundary and the hit and the cleanliness, if you will, I thought that was really good officiating. I really did. And we bag on these guys all the time. They got that one right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Chris is calling from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
I just wanted to say, I actually think Juan Soto and Mia Khalifa are a perfect couple and a perfect match because they're both very skilled at taking...
Oh, Chris. Come on. And thank you.
Oh, man. I don't know if he's wrong, but come on, Chris.
I mean, come on. Dove dumped that, so it's...
Oh, did he? You probably have to dump that,
you could have left that,
come
Dove.
Come on.
Because we can't repeat it, or at least I'm certainly not going to repeat it.
I'm not going to do it either, but I think we could.
It wasn't necessarily, it didn't need to be dumped. But what he was saying, to try to put this in the cleanest way possible, as I sift through this in real time through my mind, what Clint was saying was that Juan Soto and
his patience,
Mia Khalifa, have a similar skill set.
Yes.
And that Soto takes a lot of pitches.
Mm-hmm. That aren't strikes, the opposite of strikes, right, to be a little bit more specific.
And she takes the same thing.
Yes, she takes the okay, opposite of strikes as well.
But I don't know what that has to do with anything other than it was funny and also crass. And I'm not sure how much you and I want to get into that.
Well,
others, we let others dabble.
We stuck our toe in there deep enough. We're good now.
Scott is calling from Manhattan. Scott?
What's up, guys? Yeah, no, Khalifa's got a great eye at the plate.
Oh, my God. Who thought we'd be discussing Juan Soto and, what's her name, Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa.
What did I call her, Ms. Khalifa earlier? And we just messed around with
Wiz. Wiz Khalifa.
You're right. I got it mixed up. Mia and Wiz, I combine the two.
She's no longer a professional, just to be clear.
Like, I don't know.
Ms. Khalifa? No, that she's not. Ms.
No, Mia. Mia.
Right, no, she's not a professional anymore either.
She stepped out of it.
Did she?
She's been out for a while, yeah.
Okay, how many years was...
I was not aware of that.
So I think she was more like in a college tenure type of thing, so I think she did like 4 years.
Is there a reference, like, yeah, baseballreference.com, you check the OPS, is there some sort of website
to check the carnage
that she's left behind?
Yeah, let's ask Abdul Carter, according to Wes Steinberg.
That was hysterical. For a second, I'm like, is that true?
No, come on.
I don't know.
Hasn't even come up in your feed. Once he started, Hoff was showing me his nonsense months ago, I'm like, dude, I'm blocking that guy immediately. You can't have that get you caught up in that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't follow him. I don't know how that guy
got wrapped into what I'm doing.
How many views? No, but if you block him, it's not going to happen. How many views did that thing get?
Like 1 million?
No, I think over that. I saw somebody, it was probably Bobby Skinner who said it had like 9 million views, something like that. Some incredible number of views on that tweet.
What?
Referencing. Yeah, you didn't see it?
I didn't see that. That part, the number of
oh, okay, but
views.
You read the tweet that was going viral
it was
about
hysterical.
It. Hysterical. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up here on the phones. Joe is calling from Long Island. What's up, Joe? Joe,
hey, what's going on, man? How are you guys?
Good. What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
No, I just had two things. I was talking obviously about the Giants. I mean, realistically, the next few games doesn't really look like they might win. Maybe two out of the next four. Was it?
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. 2-1-0
I don't care if it's 4 in a row. Fire everybody.
For Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
I mean, I think you can put Justin Jefferson up with Malik Nabers, and you have
three
wide receivers.
Yeah.
You kind of make your offense a little bit better. You don't need a quarterback, so I mean, it's not. I think I'd put it at a top five pick for a top wide receiver.
And thank you for the call, Joe. I appreciate checking in. So he's saying trade the Giants' top pick for Justin Jefferson. A, what would make you think that Minnesota would make him available? B, why do you think that you need two? See, it's not fantasy football. When the Giants made the decision to draft Malik Nabers, which I would not have done at the time, I'm on record as saying that. I'd rather build the team inside out. They needed a quarterback. You could argue taking a quarterback there. They chose Malik Nabers. Okay, fine. We could disagree, whatever. That's your top receiver. You don't need now another top receiver on top of it. That's not how you build out a team properly. To me, that's the last thing the New York Giants need is another wide receiver. I'm using that pick to take a defensive player. I'm using that pick to build in the trenches if need be. I don't want another wide receiver if I'm the Giants. You have your top guy in Nabers. Find a solid two. Yeah, Wandale Robinson, you can decide to bring him back as another option. I don't love Slayton, although he looked good on Monday night.
Yeah, he's and what do you get, that 3-year deal, right? He's okay. I mean, he's fine.
All right, but we're not talking, you don't need a top guy.
No.
They have their top guy.
What would it take to trade for Justin Jefferson? First of all, the Giants don't have that luxury. They got too many holes, obviously, secondary.
Right.
Linebacker stuff, one or two spots in the line.
How about trading down and stockpiling some picks and rebuilding that secondary?
Or getting a
linebacker, an actual good linebacker.
It's probably the more prudent thing. I know the Jets have. I got to check exactly. I'll do this later, but Hoff, if you know off the top of your head, doing the Giants stuff. I know the Jets have like top two, top three cap space next year. Where are the Giants? I don't know that. I mean, I know Burns is making a lot of money. Okereke got a few bucks coming over. I know they don't have as much as the Jets, but I think they've got a decent amount of cap space. I could be off.
Hoff wasn't looking up that, but he did look up how many views that tweet had. What was it from Wes Steinberg? That's the guy that...
25.1 million.
Wow.
Dude, come on. 25.1 million views?
I mean,
it just shows you the nonsense that can be social media. Like, that's, it's a fake, made up tweet, and yet that gets 25.1 million views.
Who is this guy, though?
No, stop, nobody knows.
He's, oh, he's a really parody. Yeah. He's a fake. It's not even close. It's a made up person.
Right. Yeah. It's right. It's not only a fake account, it's a fake person. Like, it's the whole thing is
Wesley
fake.
Steinberg is non existent. I mean, this is like.
Well, you did think he existed.
I did.
No, I did not.
Well, I guess up until now I did.
I saw a lot of people tweet stuff from him. I'm like, this guy's so fake. But I was talking to somebody over the weekend.
Dating back months ago.
Well, years ago. But I was talking to Bob Pop actually this weekend, and he said he kind of fell for the trap a couple times too with him.
Over the years saying
you know why I fell for it? Because I was, you know, the agent Steinberg. So I'm like, oh, maybe
Lee Steinberg. It's like the Dove Kleinman thing, right?
And he tweets in a responsible way. Like, the delivery doesn't seem, even though it's parody or whatever, you know, however you want to frame it, and he's messing around. It's not like it's very, if you read it quickly, it's well written and it's fairly believable.
Chris in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. What's cooking, guys? Hey, guys, it's so funny you bring up this Wes Steinberg because, in my opinion, this is everything that's what's wrong. And it kind of even gets back to your show. We're living in a world where everything's got to be shocking, outrageous, absurd. You know what? It's so played and boring already. It's good when people just play things straight. Just have some fun and entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I say this, guys, because I'm a big fan of your show, and I like Evan and Kiki.
Well, we appreciate
nothing
that.
Personal
please.
About Craig
Martin. No. Please, yeah, no. Please don't mention any of that stuff. It makes us uncomfortable.
All right. We
appreciate the support.
Guys, I get it. Where I'm going with this, though, as a consumer, I'm just saying, give me quality, good stuff. So I can enjoy debate and conversation.
That's what we tried to do,
guys.
You guys do a great job. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We're going to hit the music here. We appreciate the kind words.
And others try to do it. You know, it's up to you to determine who's very successful at it. But yeah, listen, it's not our last show. Don't worry, guys. We talked about this to start.
It's also not for everybody.
Yeah,
we could do a show that people don't like. Others could do shows that people like.
The height of subjectivity, Sal.
Yeah, exactly. All I could do is be myself and do the best job that I could do. You could do the same thing, and then we get paired together. We try to do it together.
Yeah, then we get you on the door, but from feet off that thing.
It is what it is. But when you're paired together, you try to make it work.
No doubt, you do the best you can. No doubt. And we've got more shows together. And by the way, we did address everything in the open or at the open. Free Odyssey app. Check it out. Yeah, Craig's coming back, but there's other days and other moments to get into that deeper. By the way, Sal, the Giants have, what, $17 million next year?
Yeah.
Titans, who have the most, 108. The Jets, 100. So the Giants actually don't have a ton of. They're like, quick math, 17th or so in the NFL in terms of cap space.
You're not using that on another wide receiver in Justin.
No. Nor am I getting that from Wes Steinberg's account. I believe this is reputable.
Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Good to have him back. Thank you sincerely to all the listeners and callers. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. BT and Sal on the Fan. Evan Tiki, they're coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.